You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
I'm Glenn DeGeek, coming to you from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, February 12th, episode 3884. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world. Well, did Jamie buy a horse on her shopping trip to California? We're going to find out in just a minute. Plus, we'll cover the exciting details of the first ever sanctioned endurance ride in the stunning Alaskan wilderness. Also, we have a product review of the Gatsby Stable Blanket, and we'll announce two new fun prizes for this month's Really Bad Ads. Oh, and we're going to have some ads, too. Listen in. You know, Jamie was out on Wednesday, and as I thought she'd be out again today, and technically she probably is because she's on the phone. Where the hell are you?
Oh my gosh, hello. Yeah, I'm tired of horse shopping too, so it's okay. I am currently in Bakersfield, California.
It's Why good not? You have free mileage. Cause...
Oh my God. This is it's crazy. I'm like, thank God I fly for free because this is just, and I have a hotel point. So it's
yeah,
like
this horse would
free.
Cost you $5 million if you.
Exactly.
So what's going on? You weren't here on Wednesday, so I know you've been out there for a couple of days.
So I flew in on Wednesday morning, super early, got up and took a flight to, ended up in Bakersfield. And backing up, I found this guy who is a broker for Spanish horses. And that sounds crazy, but he has this website, it's the Caballos Jesus Herrera. And I've looked at his website for years, but I'm like, when am I ever going to fly to some town in California and buy an Andalusian? You know, I was like, well, might as well go look. Why not? I've done dumber things.
Isn't Bakersfield, to set the stage, above Santa Barbara, above Flag Is Up?
Yes, it's a couple hours from Flag Is Up. It's like kind of in the center of
Everything. Like the middle of nowhere, California.
Yes, it is industry and then orange farms.
Oh,
orange groves. So hold on.
And horses, apparently.
Yeah, and horses. Well, you would think. So I contact this guy, and he basically is a broker for horses all over California. There's some in Fresno, some in LA, some in Bakersfield, some in, just look at his website. And there's all these Andalusians. And I was like, how does this guy have all these Andalusians? Well, he basically is a broker for all these guys that sell these horses. So I found a couple that I wanted to look at. And the most I wanted to look at were in Bakersfield. So I contact him and he like handles everything. He's like, tell me when you're going to be there. I'll call them. And he has been a liaison with me and these horse sellers, which is a good thing, Glenn. Because let me tell you something, nobody speaks any English.
You're going to have to need to learn to speak Spanish, Jamie.
Well, you know what? A lot of it came back because the first appointment I went to, I just basically land and rent a car and I'm by myself. And so I'm like,
oh, Larissa's not even along in this trip.
No, I'm by myself. And I was like, is this, I'm like, when I'm talking to him, I'm like, is it going to be safe? Can I just like do this? And he was like, everybody's very respectful. And everybody's very nice, and we do this all the time. And I said, yes, but am I going to be safe in Bakersfield? And he goes, well, I wouldn't go out after dark. Cool.
No drinking for you.
Oh, gosh. So I So I landed.
Bakersfield sounds like such a pleasant place when you say the name Bakersfield, you know?
I know. It just sounds so whatever. But no, I mean, he was like, it's just like any city. Just don't go out after dark. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's not any city.
No.
Okay.
I can pretty much go out after dark in Ocala. I'm good there.
So I get to the first farm the first farm I went to had two horses that I wanted to look at. And I pull up and I'm get out of the car and I park and Jesus has arranged everything for me to meet these people. And he was like, you're going to meet this guy. So I get out of the car and I was like, hi, I'm Jamie. What's your name? No, no, And I was like, oh, you don't even know how to say name in English, like zero English. Have you ever tried to buy a horse where you can't ask them any questions?
Do you think he really did understand English and was just faking it?
It was, no, at the end, when we finally talked, he had to call a friend of his who was bilingual and put him on speaker, and we used him as a translator.
Jeez.
I mean, I knew enough to say la silla, which is the saddle. I'm like, English? And he was like, no. Okay. Okay.
I assume these are some kind of Spanish PREs or something?
Well, I don't know if they're PREs, but they're registered Andalusians.
Oh,
and the first one was a gray Andalusian who was 8 years old. And so he pulls him out, and I'm riding him in, oh, caliente, Glenn. Super spicy. Dear God. I was like, it was super fun, but I was like, this horse is fairly tough. So they're also, side note, dancing horses.
Again, you can't get away from those.
Again, I was like, you know what? If this doesn't work, I'm done looking at Andalusians because I can't find any that are like not dancing horses. And as you know, we discussed it on Monday.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you can go back and listen to that episode if you missed that one.
Yeah. This one was very clearly a dancing horse. And I was like, kind of fun, but kind of scary. So then they put me on an Azteca, which is a half quarter horse, half Andalusian. And it was not a love connection, but like part of me kind of liked the first one because he was kind of fun. But I had another place to go to this morning. And fortunately, I mean, I'm telling you what, Glenn, when you can't ask how old the horse is, or they won't tell you, like, they can't even tell me his name. I was like, what's this one's name? And he was like, name? I was like, Yamo. ¿Cómo se llama? And he's like, oh, and he says a totally different name. And I was like, es no nombre en la website. Like, so terrible. And he was like, oh, okay. And then so he'll like look it up to make sure it's the right horse I'm trying. It was crazy. So at the end of riding these two horses, the guy says to me, he turns and he goes, okay, which one? And I was like, wait, what, do I have to buy one right now? I was like, no. Then I was like, get the translator on. So we get this guy on, and I was like, tell him that I have to send these videos to my husband and my trainer, which is not a real thing, but I needed to send out these videos for people to look at and tell me how crazy I was. And so I was like, I'll call you and I'll have Jesus call you, because Jesus handles everything, all of it. So I left and I called Jesus and I was like, hey, I'd like to go see the other horses in the morning. And so that was this morning. So I get in the car, and the first place was an hour away. This one's only about 20 minutes away. But he did tell me, do not tell the first guy that you're going to see more horses at the other guy. And don't tell the other guy that you've looked at horses also. And I'm like, what is happening? Like, I have to be secretly horse shopping. He goes, the people, they get very, very angry with me when I send
people to play.
I was like, okay. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to say a word. Plus, nobody speaks English anyway.
Yeah, so couldn't have told him if you wanted to.
So I drive to the second place this morning at 7 a.m. And it's like cold. And I get there and it had rained last night. So it's like cold and kind of muddy. So because it's Bakersfield, it's like desert almost. So there was four horses here. And I looked at each one of them. And I was like, I looked at this little buckskin. And there's all stallions, by the way. Nobody castrates anything, Glenn.
Well, they might be worth something someday, Jamie.
Yeah. Add that to the fun. I'm like, oh, the second barn I went to had 18 stallions in a row.
Ooh.
Just in a row, down and around. The first place I went to looked like a little like hacienda, like a little Mexican hacienda, but there's 25 stallions, all Frisians and Andalusians, that are like in these stalls, and inside the stalls is all electric wire. It was like you couldn't put your hands in the stall because you get shocked. It was crazy. I guess that's how you have to hire the halls 20 stallions together. So then this place I went this morning was like an L-shaped barn. And I mean, there's like tractor equipment and like stuff just everywhere. I had pictures of all of this. I just kept taking pictures. So there's like an L-shaped barn, and it was like 18 stallions all next to each other, and it's L-shaped. And then off to the right is this tiny paddock, and I counted 14 mares. Okay. So all the stallions have their stall and all the mares are in a paddock together.
Okay.
It's bananas. And then there's like,
is it all pipe fencing out of curiosity?
It was just like whatever fence they could find to put up.
I guess we don't have to worry about them listening to this and understanding it.
No, so. I think we're good because nobody understands it anyway. But I will tell you that this broker thing is awesome because I just would call him and I'd be like, well, hey, what do you think about this? So I get to the second place. Anyway, I drive up and they speak English. He speaks a little English. Okay. Enough to ask questions about the horses while I was riding them. And so the first one I rode was this little buckskin 3-year-old stallion. And he'd been under saddle about 6 months. And I got on him and super cute, just adorable, but like young enough to where he's not a dancing horse yet.
Hmm.
So he was, and Andalusian stallions are so chill. They're so calm. Everyone I've been around is just really easy. And this guy was really easy. But you know my rule, I don't look at the face. Don't look at the face because you'll fall in love with it and then you'll make bad decisions. So I rode him, I pet him on the neck and I said, thank you. And they put him away. And then they brought out a big black horse and I got on him and they rode him first. And then I got on and it was not a love connection. This one was old enough to be a dancing horse and was, it's hard to judge a horse when like the only place I have to ride is like a circle in the middle of all these stalls.
I kind of know how this barn looks. Yeah, there's a couple around here like that. And they're usually the Pasifina barns.
Yes. So again, a very Spanish concept of those horses as well. So yeah, there's just like a little circle and there's a pole in the middle of the circle. And I that must be where they do this stuff. Anyway, so I'm on the second horse, it was black horse, and it was not a love connection. So then they bring out this other white horse. I mean, and Glenn, this horse's mane was down to his knees. And I mean, immediately I was like, I don't want it. It's too much hair. I can't take care of that much hair. They had the pictures of the horse's mane was down to his knees. This one they had braided and they had braided it straight down and tripled it and then duct taped it. So there are giant weapons on this, like baseball bats of hair on this horse's neck. It was bananas. I've never seen this much hair on a mane and a horse in a long time.
And it was that an Andalusian too?
Yes. Oh. So he was an Andalusian and he was, I think this one was a gelding actually. But he was like a legit dancing horse. And so I get on him and they're just so tense. And what was crazy too, is they ride them all in like shank bits. Of course, I'm not going to. I was at both places. I was like, I need you to put a snaffle on them. And I talked to the broker and I said, are they going to laugh at me if I ask for a snaffle? No, it's okay. So I rode all these horses in a snaffle, except for they wouldn't let me ride the last horse in a snaffle. No. And I was like, well, I don't need to ride him then. If you're telling me he's too dangerous to be ridden in a snaffle, but they put their bit on him and I rode him and I was like, okay, thank you. That's great. So then they brought the fourth horse over and I looked at it and I was like, I walked up to it like to pet it and it immediately was like, oh. I was like, I'm good. I'm not even interested. Thank you very much. And so.
The idea wasn't to, you get to do that with the thoroughbreds all the time.
No. If I'm paying money for something like real money, it's going to be like, at least like me.
Yeah.
Not scared of me initially. So I went back over to the little first buckskin and I hopped on him again and rode him around. And then they put him in this little, they don't cross tie horses. They keep horses in stocks, both barns. They tack the horses up in stocks, which is
Wouldn't the stocks get in the way?
It's a little concerning, to be fair. Like, why?
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Why
before.
Is it in stocks? I don't know. They just leave them tied up. And like while I was riding one, the other one is standing in stocks. Like and it's just those metal ones that you just kind of walk the horse into. I didn't get it.
Did you get flashbacks of Norco while you were there?
No, because Norco was delightful. Like, I mean, I'm in Bakersfield and I seriously like went to dinner last night and almost ordered in Spanish because I was like, that's all my brain is just programmed to Spanish right now. But I got back on the little buckskin, and he's 3 years old, and he is super sensible. And then I went and I petted him on the face, and I kissed him on the nose.
Uh-oh.
And I bought him.
So now you have two buckskins.
I just bought a 3-year-old Andalusian stallion from Bakersfield, California, Glenn.
I didn't even know they came in buckskin, to be honest with you.
Yeah, buckskin, it's rare. They do bays rarely, chestnuts rarely, mostly grays and blacks. But yeah, didn't see that one coming.
Do you know his name, or are we just guessing at this point?
His name is Jubiloso.
You will have to change that.
I think I'm going to call him Juan.
So did he have any training at all?
Yeah, so I rode him. I mean, he's been under saddle for like 6 months, so he'll be 4 in July. And they showed me some pictures. After he'd been under saddle for 2 months, they took him in the like local parade. Like, he's so sweet.
Yay.
And so gentle.
That's what you needed.
Yeah, I just wanted to.
And you have a Western saddle to ride him with, come to think about it. It's perfect.
Yeah, I don't think it'll fit on this dude. His neck is coming out of the top of his back. It's crazy.
So how big is he?
Yeah, he is probably, that was the other thing, is the horse I rode yesterday was like 17-1.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't have mounting blocks, Glenn. They don't,
when he'd give you a leg up?
Things. No, I'm in a field trying to get on this big gray dancing horse that's literally...
Do you realize they were laughing their asses off at you the whole time?
You know what? Biatch, I got on, okay, from the ground with no help. So I get on this horse, and this one is like 15 hands, and he is just adorable. So I have some video I will send you, and you can...
So this is a done deal? You're not vetting it or anything? Just...
Well, you know, I sent the video to my vet, and she's out of town on vacation. So I'm like, hey, I know you're on vacation, but can you look at this horse for me? And she's like, sure. And she's like, oh, he's adorable. Did you have him vetted? And I was like, did you watch the video? Pretty sure you're the vet.
he's 3, right? Is he a stallion still?
He's a stallion.
So yeah. Now, are you going to get it castrated at home?
I already made the appointment. Because
you got to keep it separated from everybody.
Well, here's the thing is, I thought it would take a couple weeks to get them shipped because, you know, these big companies that just, you're kind of at their mercy. So I've called, you know, the Bob Hubbard and the Creech and the Equine Express and all those, and I've got quotes, and most of them are a couple weeks out. And then when I drove to the barn to pay for this horse and I give him a big giant wad of cash, I said, hey, I'm working on shipping. He goes, oh, my friend does that. And I was like,
I'm sure he does.
What? Your friend does that? He was like, oh, he ships horses for me all the time. Apparently this is like a thing to go to California and buy one of these dancing horses. Like a thing. He was like, he drives them all the way to North Carolina. And I was like, okay, well, how much? And he was like, let me call. I've been getting quotes of like 2,000. And I was like, is it a big trailer or little trailer? He goes, very big. And I was like, okay, that checks. I don't want him going a 2-horse bumper pull from Bakersfield. And he said, okay, he $1,200, and he get him on Monday. Like, sold. Sounds good.
You know what happened when we had one of those trailers show up at our farm? The police showed up and found drugs in the floorboards. So
are you kidding?
No. No, they were arrested.
Oh my god, did you get the horse out at least?
Yes.
Okay, then I don't care what happens. Just give me the horse, take him to jail. I don't care. Yeah, this has been a bananas adventure, and I've done this all by myself, like a big girl, because Chad couldn't come, and Larissa couldn't come, and I didn't have anybody else that I could ask on a 12-hour notice to fly to Bakersfield, California.
Can I tell you how happy I am you found a horse?
Oh, really? Because then I don't take work off anymore?
That's it! Congratulations!
Oh, yeah. You're so concerned about me getting the right horse and making terrible decisions, buying a 3-year-old stallion after walk, trot, cantering in a 20-meter circle
around
a pole.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. That's it's not surprising any of the listeners either, to be honest.
Yeah, but you're going to be so bored without me telling stories about horse shopping.
The listeners do love when you go horse shopping. That's for sure. Well, congratulations. No, sincerely, congratulations. Can't wait to see pictures.
Oh my gosh, he's just precious. And Chad texts me. He's like, "Did you get him?" And I send him a picture back of me kissing him on the nose. And he's like, "Oh boy, congrats!"
And now you have a baby. So they're are they about the same color?
What do you mean? I mean, he's buckskin.
Oh, he's buckskin. Okay.
Palomino.
Oh, he's gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so maybe we could have like a dual castration party.
That'd be a good idea. They can wallow in misery together.
Yeah, exactly. No, Butters has to grow a little more. This guy does not need to grow any balls any bigger. Good God. I just haven't seen stallions. And I'm like, oh, that's like a whole zip code.
Well, congratulations. And I'm sure I'm saying, speaking on behalf of everybody.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes. So I will be home. I leave out of here super early in the morning because I couldn't get the flights today, but it all worked out anyway.
All right. Sounds good. Well, will you be on Monday?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll hear more about it on Monday.
If I can get out of Mexico, so we'll be fine.
I just brought Bakersfield up on the Google Maps and I did satellite view. There is nothing but orange trees there. It must be a million orange trees.
It's like you drop in when the plane was coming in, it drops in, boom, and you're like in this industrial town. And then you go 5 minutes outside and it's orange trees.
It's just, all the trees that were in Florida at one time are now there. Because that's incredible.
Yeah, no, all orange juice is going to come from Bakersfield this time because they didn't freeze here.
All right. Well, don't go out and party tonight. Doesn't sound safe. Probably order in.
I'm in for the night, Glenn. DoorDash, here I come.
Yeah, have it brought to your room. Congratulations. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a safe trip.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
From the podcast to the barn, here's some hidden birthday wishes to keep you warm. Hope it lasts all year long. Happy birthday, friends.
Well, this weekend we have two auditor birthdays, Lisa Dahl and Corinne Donahue. Happy birthday to both of you. We hope you have a fantastic weekend. Well, before we talk about riding endurance in Alaska, is your horse suffering from digestive tract issues such as diarrhea, colic, or hindgut imbalances? Does he need a high-grain diet? Is he under stress? Well, Nalox Advanced can help. Nalox Advanced is a scientifically formulated blend of ingredients that works to maintain a healthy stomach, small intestine, and hindgut. It contains long-acting gastric buffers and coating agents to maintain a normal stomach pH. It provides an effective probiotic to support complete digestion of starch and sugars in the foregut, helping to maintain a healthy hindgut. And it supplies broad-spectrum prebiotics to sustain a healthy balance of beneficial microbes. For more information, visit kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. Well, I heard from one of our auditors. Her name is Sarah. And as you all know, we're doing our Horse Lovers Cruise to Alaska this year. So we're going to be in Alaska here in a couple of months. And Sarah reached out and said, "Hey, look," and you're one of our auditors too, Sarah, right?
Yes, I am.
And you reached out and said, "Hey, look, we're doing the first ever endurance ride in Alaska." And I always thought there were endurance rides in Alaska, so that caught my attention. And Sarah, are you from Alaska, or did you move there?
I am originally from Alaska, spent a lot of years down in Washington State, and then happily moved back in 2020.
Okay. And what part of Alaska are you in?
I am currently in Homer, Alaska, but originally from Wasilla.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And do you have ponies?
I do. I have two. An adorable giant thoroughbred and a mischievous little Connemara.
Okay, cool. Had you ridden endurance before?
A little bit down in Washington. Did some training. Didn't get a whole lot of competing on that, so I'm excited to be doing that up here.
Well, Brenna, you're from a different part of Alaska, right?
I am. I am from the interior, which for people who aren't from this huge, gigantic state, is about 350 miles north of Anchorage.
I think people don't realize how big the state is. You know, that's part of, if you've not been to Alaska before, you have no concept of how enormous Alaska is.
to put it in perspective for people, if I were to try to drive to go see Brenna from Homer, it would take me about 12 and a half hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. We're big. All right. So, Brenna, was this your brilliant idea?
Well, as you do over your morning cup of coffee, kvetching with your horse girls, we were all... Me and Sarah and a couple other women were lamenting the fact that we don't have a lot of infrastructure for horse shenanigans here in the state. So there's not a lot of, let's call it, cross-pollination of horse disciplines up here. If you're rodeo people, you hang with the rodeo people, and if you're hunter jumper people, you hang with the hunter jumper people. And those of us with the deep love of horses, you know, love them enough to keep them alive at 40 below. We don't really have much to do besides just going out into the wilderness and playing.
Which, where you live, isn't bad, right? I
mean, no,
you do
not.
Have the best trail riding in the world up there.
We do. Thankfully, the dog mushers are fabulous at keeping their trails clear. And since, you know, we are the state of long distance mushing, we can go anywhere and do anything in the summertime. So, as is the case for most of my life, my mouth ran away with me and I decided to email AERC and go, "What the heck, man? We are the last untouched pristine wilderness left in the world, and there isn't a single sanctioned endurance ride in the state." Now, a couple of different groups of people have done things with like CTR, and both sanctioned and unsanctioned, but never has the AERC hosted a ride in the state. And the wonderful women in the office at AERC had an excellent sense of humor and emailed me back and said, "That's a really great point. Why don't you become a ride manager?"
And we've spoken to many ride managers over the years. And did you have any idea what you were getting into?
Well, see, the issue is we have such a small ride window, right? Especially up here in the interior. We maybe have breakup, which is our violent version of spring, in May, and then the trails get passable by June, and then we can have snow as early as end of September, beginning of October. So the window to actually play with your pony that you've kept alive for 9 months through the bitter cold is so small that most people aren't willing to not ride. So I actually emailed AERC back and I'm like, "Look, guys, I'd be happy to become a ride manager and do all the groundwork for you, but I'm not going to sit this out. If I'm going to do all this work, I'm going to want to ride." And they basically wrote me back and said, "Hold, please," and then got me in touch with the amazing Regina Rose, who is the Pacific Northwest director, regional director of the AERC. And she's like, "Hey, lady, if you fly me up, I'll run your ride, and then you'll actually be able to participate." So, heck yeah, man, I'm all in.
That's
so
terrific.
That kind of started this huge thing that it's become.
And you know, it's good to have somebody that has some experience with with organizing a ride like this, because there's a lot of things to it between the vet checks and all of that stuff. It does get somewhat complicated very quickly, and it's so cool that you'll be able to ride in your own event too.
Heck yeah,
that's kind of neat. Now this is the end of August, which August 22nd and 23rd, which makes sense because then that gives your riders a chance to leg up before they get to August, which is good. And you're doing what, a 25 and a 50?
We're doing 25s and 50s. Initially, it was only going to be one day. Of course, we've had, as we mentioned before, the state is so big. So we rented Twin Bears Camp for a week so that people can come in and camp and get comfortable and then do the ride. And then Regina suggested that we do a 25 and 50 mile race both Saturday and Sunday, for the people who actually might want to show up from out of state, so that, driving several thousand miles would be worth it mile logging wise.
Well, that leads to the next question. Do you expect anybody from the states?
We've had remarkable interest in just coming to Alaska as like a bucket item list. and I have turned into a amateur travel director. trying to figure out where and how and the logistics, because I really, really want to make it available and easy for people to come from out of state. So I've gotten in touch with several realtor friends who have Airbnbs with space to host big trucks and trailers and horses, as well as been in contact with a bunch of different boarding facilities. I own and run Cathlair Farms, which is a boarding facility. So I can handle maybe half a dozen riders at my facility, but I want to make sure that everybody has room. If you're willing to make the drive, we're going to make it work.
And where you're located, isn't that above Denali?
It is. Yeah. It is. We're north of Denali by about 3 hours, 2.5 hours, something like that. I actually live in North Pole, Alaska, which is slightly south of Fairbanks.
Yeah, well, that's cool. And is this where you're doing the ride? Is it hilly? Is it single track? What kind of riding will it be?
The ride is going to be based out of Twin Bears Camp, which is in Pleasant Valley, Alaska, which is 30 miles east of Fairbanks, out Chena Hot Springs Road. It's based in the Chena River Rec area, which is this awesome, amazing space that DNR keeps really, really well maintained. Between DNR and the dog mushers, there are just a heck of a lot of options for trails. And since we don't know what spring is going to bring, we thought Twin Bears would be the smartest place to base the ride out of, because from right there, we have like three options for 25-mile loops, depending on which trail is, you know, the best maintained or the least destroyed by spring. We have anywhere from 5,000 to 8,000 foot elevation changes. Each of the trails has like a little cabin on midway for the midway checkpoint for the vet check for the 25-mile, as well as a place for EMTs to post up. It's going to be really, really good. It's not going to be like Tevis hillsides, but we're going to get some really nice elevation change and, you know, rivers, swamps, rocks.
So no Cougar Rock on this one?
No Cougar Rock for us, but I think there will be something similar, probably like Bullwinkle Encounter or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have different animals up there. So, I mean, we're going to see. So what do they have a chance of seeing and scaring the crap out of their horses on this ride?
I have a great big disclaimer in my welcome packet about this is Alaska and this is an active wildlife area. So there will be moose, there will be bear, there will be active wolf packs. Pretty much anything that you can imagine there are out in the hills around the Chena River. So, you know, come prepared.
You're really selling it. You know what, though? The bear and the wolf packs are probably going to stay far away from the crazy horse people. You probably see moose, though. They tend to be a little more adventurous, don't they?
They definitely get in the way. Yeah. They definitely get in the way. I think our little catchphrase is going to be mountains and moose and bear, oh my, on all of our t-shirts.
I love that. Seems to be. Okay, so where do people find out about it if they want to head to Alaska in August?
We have a website, greatalaskanendurancerace.com. It's basically you RSVP and then you get a welcome packet from me with all of our information. All of the optional trails are listed on the DNR website. So we have links to that on our website as well as part of the welcome packet. So you can check it out and you can see all of the options. The trail itself is not technically difficult, but it's an amazing place to come and see. And I mean, it's Alaska, man.
How yeah. can you be that? You can't go wrong. I love this. I love the fact that you guys are doing this, and I wish you the best of luck with it. Let's check in after, okay? See how
Sounds
it went.
Great.
For first-time horse owners and new riders just starting out, finding the information and support you need can be challenging. That's why Equine Network has partnered with Sentinel Feed to bring you My New Horse, a place where equestrians just getting into horse ownership or riding will find the resources and community they need at precisely their stage of the equine journey. From important horsekeeping information and how-to videos to social media communities and more, My New Horse is your one-stop shop for riders of all levels and disciplines who are eager to find easy-to-understand horse care information and guidance. Start your horse ownership journey today. Visit mynewhorse.com.
Well, we have one of our Stateline Tech product reviews coming up, and we have somebody. This is a kind of a convoluted story, but you all know Lorene. Lorene reads really bad ads for us almost every Friday for the last, I don't know how many years. And she got a product for a review, and apparently it didn't fit one of her horses, so she gave it to Jackie, who is her instructor. And I have Jackie on here today. Hey, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, you are out of New Jersey, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. What's your place called?
I work out of Centaur Equestrians in Allentown, New Jersey. I teach English and Western riding lessons for adults and kids. And then I also work out of Sunrise Ranch, which is where I know Lorene from.
Ah, okay. You guys are involved with 4-H somehow too, right?
Yes, we are.
I was curious, we haven't talked about 4-H in a long time on this show. Are there less kids coming into 4-H now? What's the story with 4-H?
I would say yes. We're definitely trying to ramp it up and trying to rope in as many kids as I can, especially the ones that I teach that don't know about 4-H. The biggest thing right now that we're struggling with is just not making it well known enough. So I'm just trying to put it out there as much as possible, just to get kids involved, because the youth is the next generation of our horse world and the world in general. So I'm really trying to push to keep it going.
Yeah, I was thinking about 4-H the other day as we were talking about youth coming into horse sports. But I mean, even into farming, right? I mean, it's both that we're having issues with. Yeah. So you're in the agricultural part of New Jersey?
Yes, I am. We just moved here 2 years ago, and I love it. I was from Howell, so I was very close to Sunrise, but I moved over here, and I love it.
And that's kind of in the middle? I'm trying to picture where it is. Okay.
This is Central Jersey.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I've been in that area, and it's beautiful. People think about New Jersey, they always think Newark or the coastline. They don't think about the middle. You guys have a lot of farming.
They do not think about Central Jersey. Yeah. I love New Jersey. It's definitely it has a little bit of everything. A little bit of everything, and I love it.
Actually, I think when people think about New Jersey, they think about Route 95 and the New Jersey Turnpike, and what a nightmare that is. That's what we think about New Jersey. Well, yes. I'm glad that you joined us today. I appreciate you doing that. Before we get to your product review, you had a Gatsby 600 denier, 250-gram stable blanket, but I got to ask you about Lorene. Okay, so we've known Lorene on this show for a very long time. So is she – I think she – we imagine her being a good student. Is she a good student, or does she not listen? And that New Jersey comes out. What?
I mean, there are times where we'll have our moments of crazy horse control driving, but she is a really, really great student. I love teaching Lorene.
She is a lot of fun too. We're just picking on you, Lorene. We're just picking on you. All right, stable blanket. You got this stable blanket. It's a stable blanket, but I mean, what do you have to say about it?
I thought it was really great. I originally thought that maybe it would fit one of my other horses, but it ended up fitting. We have a little Pentelusa mare, so it fit her, and she put it to the test. For I think it
it's
was
a
like
Pentelusa. She is going to put it to the test.
She put it to the test. She's rough on her blankets, and it stood the tippy test.
Wow.
So it worked really, really well. And with the freeze that we had, we actually use it as another layer. And
because this is a stable blanket. It's not meant for waterproofness and all of that. It goes under something else, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not meant for the outdoors. We did let her out in it once just to see if it would stand the test. Because like for $30, it was a good blanket for $30. We ended up buying two more for our other two horses.
Oh, well, there you go. That's a testament right there, right?
Yeah.
It is $30. That's weird.
I believe it was $30. Don't
it's still
me on
$30.
That, but it was cheap. Yeah. It was really, really cheap.
Wow. That's something else. I never even heard of a stable blanket at $30. And by the way, everybody, they still have all the sizes except 72s right now in stock at $30. Wow. Okay, so you used it inside. Did you cover it with anything inside, or just leave her with just this?
It was just the blanket inside. Outside, of course, other than like that one time, we did put her turnout blanket over it. I have it on another mare right now where it's under her turnout blanket and it's keeping them warm. I don't really see any rubs or it's sliding. It works really good.
It's 250 grams, so it should be somewhat warm, right? That's kind of a middleweight.
Yes. Yeah, it was a very good buy. Wow. Definitely good to have.
You know, I they don't advertise with us, and they probably never will after I say this, but the Gatsby blankets in the past, years ago, were not known for quality. I actually think they've gotten a little better.
Yes, I definitely agree. I'm typically a Schneider's person. I like Schneider's blankets mm-hmm. or the Amigos. And I was very surprised that this cheap of a blanket worked well.
I mean, for $30, if it lasts half a year, you're in good shape.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
that's like... something. That's something.
Well, that I actually didn't know. You know, I usually know because I know the products pretty well that get sent out, and I know what kind of review it's going to be. And this one, I was going, oh, this could be terrible. But I'm actually pleasantly surprised.
I was very surprised. I was not expecting when I looked at the price because Lorraine gave me the blanket. And I was happy. I'm always happy to have blankets. We hoard blankets at my farm. So having a little extra one is fine. But I looked at the price. I'm like, ooh, $30. How long is this going to last? Mm. And it lasted.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I'll put a link to it in the show notes if anybody needs a stable blanket for $30. And it looks like it has buckles in the front and the usual straps underneath with the not approved horse husband snaps. And then tail guard, right? It's just usual blanket.
Yeah, it's the usual. It's a pretty basic blanket. Ours came with the leg straps. I really didn't have any issues with any of the straps or anything like that.
Okay, so good. Blanket. Here I am trying to find something wrong, and you're shooting me down. Well, I'm glad to hear that, actually.
I was expecting it to go south for $30. And on my Pentelusa mare, I was expecting it to go south.
And you know, and you can confirm this, I did not ask you ahead of time whether you even liked this blanket. I had no idea.
No, there was before conversation with this blanket.
We don't do that with our product reviews. Okay, so I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And literally, they have every size but 72 still available. And this time of year, that's as cold as it's been, that's unusual anyway. And I think it's probably because people think for $30, it's not a good blanket. So there you go.
It is good to have.
Yeah. So Pentelusa, tell me about that horse.
So we got her from a friend of ours. She used to be an animal cruelty officer. So she somehow acquired this pony years ago, and we knew of this mare for years. And they moved to South Carolina, so we took on the Pentelusa, and now she's one of our lesson ponies. Her name is Tippy, and her show name is Tips Appreciated.
Oh, God.
It's so cute. Yeah. She's got little white, I would call them little white markings at the tips of her ears. The owner that had her said that she had frostbite when she was a baby, so that kind of left scars on the tips of her ears. So that's why her name's Tippy.
Oh, that's so
but
cool.
She is very well cared for.
Does she have the attitude that the name implies, you know, Pentelusa?
Yes, there are definitely times where that Pentelusa attitude comes out. She can definitely be quirky.
Any Pentelusa, I would think, would have to be quirky. It would be a requirement.
Oh, my gosh. Tippy is indeed quirky.
But yet, you use her for the lesson program, so the kids learn how to sit, right? Learn how to stay on.
Yes. Through her little spooks at things, yes, they learn how to sit. Now, she definitely, she's not the worst Appaloosa I have had. I've had worse.
The experience we've had with Appaloosas is they duck out better than any breed ever. They just duck out from underneath you and you're on the ground. You don't even know what happened. They just sidestep.
Yeah. Thank God she's not that kind of Appaloosa. She does her little, she'll do these little scoot forward kind of thing at the bird. We have a couple birds, so she'll spook at the birds sometimes, but... Other than that, she's very good.
And why do they keep spooking at the same thing all the time when they see it all the time? I don't get that.
I don't know.
I don't get horses that way. It's okay. It's been here every day. You know, it's like you see it every day and you still spook at it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She'll catch you off guard. She's a sneaky spooker. Most of the time she's fine. And then every once in a while, that one corner will get her or the birds will get her.
Well, the kids learn how to fall too. So there's that. You know, when we were all learning to ride years ago, that's how you learned to ride, by falling off 85 times. That's how you learned it wasn't as scary as you thought it was going to be. You know,
until
you got to be adult, then it's all of a sudden it's scary again. So
yes, you don't bounce back as quickly.
No. Well, I'm glad. Where can people find you and your training center there?
So I have an Instagram, which I did leave linked, that you can reach me
at.
You can also look up our farms and get any information on boarding or lessons, anything like that.
It's Centaur Equestrians, and the other one is?
Sunrise Ranch. I did not list Sunrise Ranch, but you guys are more than welcome if you are interested to look us up. Sunrise has a Facebook page, an Instagram page, and a website.
So I'm excited to announce that we have some brand new prizes for Really Bad Ads for this month. And these are companies that I found at the trade show in Dallas. And the first one you heard, I actually played an interview with her, and it was from Grace and Grit. And Grace and Grit has donated a $100 gift card. Grace and Grit offers cold weather hats designed for both women and men without compromising style or function. They're really cute, actually. The Grace line for women features a flattering fit with cozy fleece lining for full ear coverage and thoughtful details made for long winter days. And the Grit line is for men, and it delivers a roomier, rugged fit with the same dependable warmth and durability built for work, weekends, and everything in between. No matter the line, every Grace and Grit hat is adjustable, fleece lined, and built to handle real winters with comfort, style, and grit. Now, I got to tell you, I have asked these companies now this year to give you guys coupon codes so you can get a discount on the products you hear about. So use HRN, and you get a 10% discount on a single hat. That's Grace and the letter N, grit.com. GraceandGrit.com. Use the coupon code HRN to get 10% off your next hat purchase. And then the second one is a $250 gift pack from Watercolor Western. Florel does the coolest art involving saddles and boots. You have to see it to kind of get it. I really liked it. It stood out to me so much, though, that I walked over and did an interview with her, which I'll play in next week's show. They are made with archival ink on high-quality paper, designed by Florel and printed in the USA. She has 12 saddle designs and 6 boot designs, and she created them all to go together in any combination. You got to go check them out. They're really cool. It's at watercolorwestern.com. And this giveaway includes a 20x24 saddle print, 2 11x14 saddle or boot prints, a card pack, and a sticker pack. You can check them all out at watercolorwestern.com and use the coupon code HRN for 20% off the month of February on every order at watercolorwestern.com. They're really cool. Go check them out. And now it's time for some really bad ads. And I went back in the archive to find these because, as you heard earlier in the show, Jamie's still out. But I managed to actually find, thanks to AI, an ad in here that was from Bakersfield, California, where she was calling from earlier in the show. So take a listen. This one's from like 4 or 5 years ago. It was a lot of fun, and you'll get your really bad ad fix. And then next week, hopefully she'll be back and we'll do some live for you.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, that's right. It is time for really bad ads, that time of the week when listeners send in ads from Craigslist or Facebook, and we just have a little bit of fun with them. If you read your own and send the sound file to us, then you get double the entries. And Erin did that, and she's going to lead the way.
Hi, this is Erin in Vermont.
Hi,
I am calling with a really bad Craigslist ad. The subject line is curly, smooth-haired, big, broke, two-year geld, color, tame, ride-slash-drive train, $6,500 in Red Wing, Minnesota. There's some pictures of several paint-looking horses standing in a pasture, and the ad says, Randy was named after my favorite Red Wing restaurant, Randy's. This young gelding already stands 15'2", and will mature well over 16'2". Although he is straight-haired, Being from curly blood, both sides of his pedigree, he will likely be hypoallergenic. See a picture of his sire, Hildago, and also notice how tall Randy stands next to his dam when Randy was but a suckling colt.
A
weanling and a yearling, Randy was handled extensively. As a coming two-year-old, Randy was professionally started by a noted Amish horse trainer for both driving and riding. This is a wonderful, trainable young gelding who could be finished by anyone who knows even a smidgen about training. Plus, he is broke to load, haul, tie, lead, etc., and is approachable in the pasture. If you would like to see Randy, call me. Randy is quite a looker. Not sure about smooth-haired, curly horses, but if somebody's out in Minnesota, maybe this is the gelding for you. Have a good day.
What was his name again? I didn't catch that.
I didn't get that.
But smidgen is not a word we've heard ever.
But a suckling colt.
That's not something we've heard either. Do they even use that term anymore?
He's a suckling colt. No, I've never heard that.
Aaron sent the following one in. This was an equine now. It says, she the one on the left in the pictures above, 13-year-old tattooed mare, 15-2 she's a month, and a half bred. I bred her October 27th to a gray standard bred pacer owned by my granddad, no big name, but he's proven stud, where we have a 2-year-old filly off him, and my granddad got 2 other filly off him. She need a few more pounds due to I colt on her, but she's good, so I reduced price $2,500 a best offer.
What did you just say?
I think it's a... I have no
what
idea.
What is the breed of the horse?
It's a standard bred...
It's breed is racehorse. Okay.
Yeah, it's a racehorse breed, and it's skinny, is what I got out of it.
Because
it needs a few pounds due to I had a colt on her.
I had I colt on her. She's good. But she's good.
She's good. She won't die on you.
It'll be fine.
Just feed her something. You'll be fine. I don't want to feed her, but you can feed her.
Lilith said this. No, she's good. She's good. Horse for sale, $2,000 in California, Bakersfield.
Oh, I should have taken this one. With your coughing, you're not going to get through this one.
Oh, God. I am going to sell him because I can ride him no more. He was an amazing and friendly horse, but I let him loose and he was out for a while and I tired getting on him and he dropped me 2 times and I can't get on him no more, but he needs a lot of work and a good home. What did I just read?
He dropped me 2 times. We're getting terms we have never had in all the years we've been doing this. He dropped me 2 times. You know, that's a politer way of saying I got my ass bucked off the horse.
There's no punctuation. And yeah, it's a politer way, but yet not as realistic.
Okay. The next ad's really short. Sarah sent this one in. I want a cheap horse. Oh, this is an affordable equines in Michigan, by the way.
I mean, at least they were in the affordable equine section.
Yes. She wrote, I want a cheap horse. And that is it. That's the only thing that was written. I like the one comment was, well, at least you aren't picky.
I mean, even these horses above us aren't cheap. They don't qualify.
No,
the skinny racehorse is $2,500.
You know what? Everybody's cheap is different, though. So we don't know whether this person's cheap is $25, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at these things and I'm thinking like, okay, they're $2,500 for a 15-year-old, 13-year-old mare. And I just spent like a little more than that and I got a really nice little filly. I did good.
You did good.
It's all about me.
You could have had that horse that bucked him off twice for $2,000.
Well, I haven't ridden her yet, so who knows? Could happen. Katie sent in the next one. And I mean, this is a great ad. It's a great ad. Here we go. Still looking for that perfect pony for Christmas. Orchid is a stunning dapple gray, 4 white socks imported from England. Stands 8.1 hands at the withers. No rear, buck, or spook. Perfect round manners. Sound and goes barefoot. Easy keeper that will babysit all your tiny trotters. Has been out to pasture for a couple of years, but ready to get back to work right away. Smooth gliding canter makes it impossible to step on any toes or paws. Mane and tail very tangled. But otherwise, a perfect mount for your 3 to 5 year olds. Comes with tack. Low 3 figures. What's the picture of, Glenn?
It is of a very fancy looking rocking horse.
Oh, I love it. It's so cute. A stunning dapple gray imported from England.
It is a very nice looking rocking horse, actually. It's a little more well built than the ones you buy at the toy store.
The one that I got my son, that if you squeeze its ear, it sings this god awful song.
Have you cut off the ears yet?
I still remember the song. He's 8 now. Okay. Jessica,
why do parents do that to themselves, by the way?
Oh, my God.
It's uncles like me that are supposed to buy the obnoxious, noisy gifts.
Oh, his uncles have done that, too.
That was always my thing. And I swear, they just hate me, the parents, to this day. They're adults now. Jessica sent this one in. ISO horses in Kentucky, Indiana, Tennessee. It's like half the country. Under $3,000 in Facebook.
All Southern.
Yeah. 6-year-old gelding broke to rood. Stands good for ferry. Her loads and none. He does crib if he gets aboard.
Oh, my God.
6-year-old broke to rood. Stands for ferry. Do you think that farriers get mad that they're called ferries all the time?
I want to say that this is an ISO ad, and they're clearly not ISO.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't even pick that up.
Yeah. All right. Hannah sent this one in. Arizona Horses and Everything Facebook page. I sell this 5-year-old horse. I've never assembled it. I sell it because I don't have time to tame it. I want $1,000. Is average height. He's a little nervous, but with work, he will take away.
Take away what?
What?
I never assemble it?
Ads today.
Is this
nonsense?
Is this an actual horse?
I would probably guess that this is not.
Well, it says a 5-year-old horse.
English is not their primary language.
Ah, yeah.
That would be what I would guess.
I think that none of these ads, anybody spoke good English today.
No.
No. And we do have one more from Lorene because, you know, we like the end of day with Lorene. Is that the last? Yeah, am I right? Yep.
No, okay. I've got a lot more in there.
Oh, you do? Okay. Oh yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Jumping ahead.
You got to do Katya.
Yeah, Katya's. And by the way, we saw her our first stop on the road show. So this is a gooseneck trailer, $1,200 in Alabama. Gooseneck hookup older trailer has very newer axles and hubs.
No, it does not.
Oh, my God. Sorry, curious. Oh, my God. I didn't see the picture. I don't know what to say about this. It is a gooseneck trailer. That part they have correct. It is buried in the woods. Literally, there are trees growing through it. And I can't see the wheels or hubs because you can't see the wheels or hubs because of all the junk that's laying around this trailer.
Is that all like lawn chairs or like...
Can I recommend a bonfire? Because you're not hauling this out of there. Not even the scrap metal guy wants this because it's all rusted. There's no scrap metal left.
All those green, most of those little green windows are intact. So there's that.
They're made of plastic, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. Is that the ad? That was it?
That was one of the worst trailers we've seen, actually. I'll have to post this one. I'll post this one in the auditor room because that's like a really bad trailer.
And the pictures were not taken straight. So to actually see it, you have to cock your head to the side like a puppy.
I recommend Bonfire, but don't cook your hot dogs over it. You'll die of some kind of poisoning.
Yeah, you'll get some sort of Rust-Oleum poison. I don't know. Nicole sent the next one in. Oh, God.
We get themes, and we don't plan it this way. It just, you guys send them in this way.
There's a Facebook ad called The Potentially Possessed Horse. It's not that I think Gunn actively wants to give me a heart attack. I don't think that he wakes up in the morning, gets through his day, and goes to bed at night with the goal of ending my breathing schedule prematurely. It's just that... After several years of careful study and research, my data collection is pointing towards one thing. Gunn is actually a Lipizzan. I know what you might be thinking. Who is she kidding? He's brown like mud. Brown like my great-grandparents' couch. Brown like my gray horse right before we head to the show. There's no possible way that he's a Lipizzan because Lipizzans aren't brown. Well, if you were thinking that, you'd be right. However, Gunn is a unique horse who does not accept no as an answer.
So is he actually a Lipizzan or not?
I don't understand what I read. Is this just like if, like, are you selling gun? Is gun for sale? Is gun? I need to go to the Facebook page, the potentially possessed horse, and find out more.
Did everybody in the country just post very confusing ads this week? That's what our auditors found, because we do have a theme. Now we're to Lorene. Let's see if Lorene has one that makes any more sense. She's out of New Jersey, so probably not.
Hi, it's Lorene Barden. I'm going to read a really bad ad, and this is a Craigslist ad, and there's not a lot of punctuation, and some of the sentences don't make any sense, so.
There go went my theory.
I'm going to give it a try anyway. Oh, and God. This is an ad for a quarter horse, $1,000.
Quarter horse.
Testing the waters with my 13-year-old gelding has broke, knows his stuff, but he's still a little jumpy here and there, as biggest issue as he gets stiff or sore when has worked hard or doing anything strenuous. Meetings turn you in. I don't have the money to take explore the situations. I'm looking for someone who would love him unconditionally, additionally, or would be able to afford to explore and find out what is actually wrong with him, because he loves working. He loves going. He loves pleasing. He loves pleasing. He is a very outgoing boy. Text, call me with any questions, serious, angry, serious inquiries only. And that was the ad. Not sure what was going on there.
Good job.
Don't even know anything about the horse. But that's it. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.
I think most wives would love a husband that loves pleasing as much as that horse.
I mean,
and on that note, we're going to end the show.
I figured out the potentially possessed horse thing.
Yes.
Okay. So I went to their Facebook page.
Okay.
And it's a horse named Gunsmoke, and there's a video that is attached. And it is very impressive, the back-to-back capriels on this video this horse is doing. So that's the whole Lipizzan thing.
So I guess they do come in brown.
I guess it's in brown. It's a brown horse. There you go. I had to figure it out. I couldn't end the week.
It's driving you crazy.
Without understanding what
one,
I read.
At least one of the ads.
One ad had to make sense to my brain.
Well, that's it for today. Have a terrific weekend, everybody. Jamie will be back on Monday, and we'll be back to a normal week next week, hearing about all the exploits of her new horse. We look forward to that for sure. No post show today, so have a terrific weekend. Be safe.